This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hanging out with you on this Friday, top of the hour. We're going to start to break down this NFL Week 12 card. Man, there's some line movement, Sam. I can't wait to talk about it. The team that you are in closest proximity to, woo, there's some big movement against them. I guess Burrow's playing. Two full practices. The line goes from 8.5 earlier this week, and now we're sitting inside of a touchdown. And one day it goes, oh, we're going to go from 7.5 down to 6.5. I mean, the line is screaming that Burrow's going to be out there. Right? I mean, there's no other way to look at it, right?
I wouldn't play Cincy at 5.5. Multiple books right now down to 5.5, which 3. You still have to factor in Ja'Marr Chase isn't playing. And the Bengals have one of the worst defensive DVOAs of all time. Not this season, all time. Mm-hmm. And people will see Burrow at practice and Dan Orlovsky saying, oh, Burrow's going to play. He wouldn't be at practice if he wasn't going to play. So you see the ticker on whatever channel you're watching, and it's Joe Burrow, full participant. Oh, Bengals, bet. Don't know mm-hmm. that I'm going to get there. Here's the thing I was going to ask Gersh, actually. Gersh, please hop on mic here. No, seriously. Fantasy. I have Burrow. I think a lot of people are going to have this predicament. I know that nobody cares about anybody's fantasy team. But for somebody, Gersh, on the fence with Burrow, I need to win. I basically need to win out to make the playoffs. And Burrow's been on my bench for 6 weeks or whatever, maybe longer. I've got Jared Goff against the Giants and Joe Burrow against the Patriots. Gersh, do I have a debate here or should I just stick with Goff?
This is funny. I have this exact scenario in my team because I've been starting Goff every week. And I was able to pick up Burrow off of waivers, like right after his practice window opened up. But it's a little different for me because I also have Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I'm going to stick with the Detroit QB wide receiver stack. And I also kind of want to give Burrow at least one game, see what's going on, see how he's playing before I insert him right into my lineup. So I would stick with Goff at least one more week. And maybe Burrow on Thanksgiving against the Ravens could be a good time to start him. But I definitely picked up Burrow because, like, why not? You know, especially when he was on waivers. And I also have T. Higgins on that same team. So I'm all about the QB wide receiver stack whenever I can get it. So picking up Burrow and stashing Burrow was definitely a good move. But I'd be a little hesitant to roll him out there if he even plays this week. Has that been confirmed?
Nope, not yet.
No.
But it's just us. We're going to find out today, I think, unless they go questionable route. Doesn't either game I would actually think Cincinnati game more so. I was going to say, doesn't either game have the potential for an 80 to 100 points scored?
Yes. I mean, you look at the totals. Cincy total is 51.5. Giants, Lions total is 50. And the line insinuates that Detroit is going to do most of the scoring. So that's, if you look at the total and the spread, they're basically saying Detroit 30, New York 20, with a 10-point spread and a total of 50. And then in New England, Cincinnati, they're saying, what, 29-23 New England to get to 52 as a 6-point favorite? Yeah. Well, Patriots to win, of course. Do you have any interest in taking Cincy plus 6?
No. I don't think so. They just can't stop anybody. I'd have more interest in playing that total than this side.
Which has already been bet up from 49.5 to 51.5, 52.
We've missed the move. Yeah, it hasn't stopped. Now, last night it was 51. Now we're at 51.5. Is it going to keep going if he's announced in? Like, how high are we talking? They can't stop anybody. Are they stopping Henderson? Are they stopping that passing offense? No, they have no chance. And Hendrickson's already been declared out for this one. You're terrible to begin with. Now you have no pass rush either. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be shootout.
The also, one the thing Detroit offense about, is way better in Detroit at home, as we all know, on that turf, in the dome.
They're going to run
I'll play golf. I'll play golf, but that's the problem. Like, are they going to just run and then be up 4 touchdowns? Where Burrow's going to probably be down in the game. Well, we got some time to figure it out.
Yep.
Let's just also remember this about the Patriots. After beating Josh Allen on Sunday night, which was impressive, they faced Rattler, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, Michael Penix, a concussed Baker Mayfield with no weapons, and in the Jets game, that was Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow can do a lot more than any of those guys. So I might be warming to the idea of playing Burrow because I don't like the Bengals to win, but I like the Bengals to move the ball because we keep talking about this Patriots team and their pursuit of the number one seed and how great their defense has been. Again, here are the quarterbacks after Josh Allen. It's a whole lot of steaming crap. Rattler, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, Michael Penix, Mayfield with no weapon, and Justin Fields. How good is that defense, really? Tell me more.
And who has the worst rush defense in the league? Giants. What are the Lions going to do at home? They're going to run it all day. Campbell's already talking about Montgomery's got to get more touches. So I think you're right. I think Burrow, if you trust his health, that he would be the play because you still got Higgins. You still have other weapons on that offense. We'll get to that coming up. College football, these games this weekend. How was it talking to Dan Lanning, by the way?
He was awesome. Just awesome. And I hope that they win. Also hope that they cover because we want to have Lanning on again. Lanning would be the first coach that we've had on Bear Bets this year that does not win if they don't win. So Bear said this morning in the group thread, I really hope Oregon wins because I want that relationship to stay positive. Because if Lanning's the first one to break the curse or the streak, whatever, it's bad juju. But we do like Oregon in the game. Dan is just, he's just an awesome guy and he's an honest person. He kind of tells it the way it is. And we also had fun with Jeff because Jeff's wearing this 4X Oregon hockey sweater and the Ducks hat. And Lanning said, you got the Ducks shoes on? And I cut Dan off and said, no, coach, you know he's wearing Crocs and socks. And Lanning says, I was afraid of that.
Yeah, that's all he sees. Like, he's coaching 100 kids that are wearing that.
He's got a sense of humor. It is funny, though. I get a bunch of texts because they put the clips up on Twitter and Instagram, and they put one of me asking Dan a question, and Dan's like smiling and having a good time. My buddy's like, dude, you talked to Dan Lanning today? Like,
yeah.
We had him on the show. So he was honest about, you know, where they were and where they are. And, you know, early in the season, he had admitted that there were some concerns about leadership because they had lost 10 guys to the NFL. But he knew that he had a really good team when they went into Penn State and dealt with everything that goes into that. And remember, at the time, Penn State's number two in the country, and Penn State's a 3.5-point favorite in that game. You know, Penn State's supposed to win that game in the whiteout, Happy Valley. But his guys, you know, they outlasted it, and they won that game. That was the overtime game when they had the big pick at the end of overtime. Aller throws the pick, and he knew at that moment that they had a good team. He also, I asked him one of the questions, because we only had 2-3 questions a pop. I asked him, I said, well, after I started the question with, I'm sure you don't care about the point spread, but I'm also sure that you knew you were supposed to lose to Penn State. And he started to smile. He's like, you find motivation wherever you need to.
Uh-huh. Yep.
you know that they were drilling 100. That all week long at practice.
100%. There's no doubt. Yeah, on the game, all the 9.5s are gone. We're 10 across the board. It makes sense. And I mean, Oregon has to win. I keep hearing people say, oh, you know, they might be in trouble. No, Jeff told us yesterday, and he's spot on. Oregon loses, they are out. They're out. And it's...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The matchup kind of doesn't matter. Even when they face good defenses, they still run for 200 yards every single week with the Ducks. And so now you've got that great matchup. They're going to run all day on them. This isn't even a top 100 defense against the run in USC. And you've got USC going on the road where they don't play well. I think you guys are on it. I'll be with you on Oregon minus 10. Any other games? What else do you want to throw out there college-wise?
So we're trying to figure out who's starting at quarterback for Michigan State. Childs is likely out. That's what I've been told all week. He was their opening day starter for Sparty. And now the backup got hurt against Penn State. So that's something that could lead to a true freshman quarterback going into Iowa City and having to, you know, carry the mail on the road. Not ideal. I wanted to get the kid's name right. How about this for a quarterback's name? Alessio Milivojevic.
Oh,
it's like a hybrid,
you know.
Italian and Serbian. I mean, Alessio is Italian. Milivojevic, trust me, is Serbian. So if he's out and he's listed as questionable right now, they would go to a true freshman quarterback 3 on the road against an Iowa defense. How many points do they score if that's the case?
The Texas number's coming down. I agree with that. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Now there are 8.5s in the market. We were 10 earlier in the week. Nobody's betting them. I hope Arkansas isn't in the room. As competitive as they've been in the SEC, we know the record sucks, and they haven't been able to win these games to break through, but they're fighting. They're in these matchups. I'll be on Arkansas. And it's still above a touchdown. I'm fine with that. But everybody knows. Everybody sees it. And maybe Texas is down and out after that third loss last week. They probably know. They're not going to be a playoff team.
And Sark rumored to maybe be leaving. That's not great. I do a show every Friday in Austin later on. I get an answer there. But the truth is, Joe, the room is 20-43-2 in college football. Just see who they like and go from there.
Yes. We're always like hanging with bated breath. Okay, well, where's Quack. The room at? Where's the room at?
Quack.
Ducks?
No.
Don't say that. That's just a prediction. That is not official. All right, NFL breakdown next here on BetSweats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.